Conversation 1.
Hi, Mike. Do you have a minute to spare?
Yes, Sherry. How can I help you?
Well, I have been getting music noises coming from your apartment, and it seems like it is always during 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. when I'm trying to study. Is it possible to tune down and contain the noise to your apartment then?
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I haven't been back to my apartment for 2 weeks, and in fact, I just got back today. It must be my new roommate then.
I realize that. Could you have a word with him and get him to lower the volume? Because it is disturbing during the night. It's just how it is around this time of the year with midterms and everything.
Oh, no problem. And I tell you what, I won't even mention that it was you who complained.
Well, Mike, I appreciate it, but I'm afraid that this is not the only issue I want to bring up. Your new roommate is also taking up 2 parking spaces in the parking lot.
Really? I didn't know that. That's selfish of him. Well, Sherry, not to worry. You bet I will give him a piece of my mind tonight.
All right. I hope you can settle all of this soon. Sorry to give you all this bad news now.
Oh, don't worry, Sherry. This will be all settled without a hitch.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What does the woman think of the roommate's music?
2. What is Mike's real trouble?
3. What can be inferred about the man and his roommate? 2.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our program. Let me introduce this week's panel. Mrs. Perkins, a housewife and mother of 3, Miss Lessing, a law student, Police Constable Hardwick, and last but not least, John Henderson, a 16-year-old schoolboy. The question for the panel this evening is, smoking should be banned in all public places, including the street. Does the panel agree? Mrs. Perkins, can we have your opinion first?
Yes, I quite agree that smoking should be banned in all public places. I don't smoke myself, and cigarette smoking bothers me. I think it bothers most non-smokers.
Constable Hardwick, what do you think? I agree entirely that smoking should be banned in all public places that are enclosed, like offices, shops, clubs, etc., but I don't think it should be banned in the street. I mean, in the street, it doesn't harm anyone but the smoker himself, and that's the smoker's business. Miss Lessing?
I don't agree at all. I don't think it helps to ban things. If you ban smoking in all public places, more people will want to do it. People always want to do things that they are not allowed to.
And now, can we have your opinion, John?
I think tobacco smoking should be banned altogether in public and private places. In the first place, it's a dirty habit. In the second place, it's dangerous to your health.
Thank you very much, John.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 4.
What is the topic for the panel discussion this evening?
5.
What is Mr. Hardwick's attitude towards the idea of banning smoking? 6.
Why doesn't Ms. Lessing support the idea of banning smoking in all public places?
7. What can you conclude from the panel discussion?